Dipsomaniac.
Welcome back to the Dipsomaniac Podcast, episode 214. I'm Uncle Jake.
I'm Tiny Fish.
What's up, everybody?
Hey.
What's up?
How's it going?
I'm doing great. I see you're doing not so great over there.
I'm a little under the weather.
How'd you get it? You went outside.
I've been going out in public.
We went to Free Museum Weekend.
Yeah.
That's how you got it.
You think it's from Free Museum Weekend? I feel like it's from Disneyland.
I was reckless
at Disneyland. I wasn't even trying to dodge the coughs and shit. I was just like, it's fine. I was like, nothing bad happens at Disneyland.
It could have been that.
I've been going to, you know, in larger groups than I'm used to. Usually I'm small groups.
You've been dangerous.
Yeah, I haven't been sick for 2 years.
So, congratulations. You finally caught the sickness.
It's not something bad. It's just...
Oh, yeah. It's just a cold.
Maybe a little sinus infection.
Your doctor didn't tell you that.
I diagnosed myself. I have Googled just like every doctor does.
I keep on trying to give her, like, regular medicine, and she finds different shit, because... I don't know, because I'm like, here's some DayQuil. This is what I use, NyQuil, standard. But she wants some,
I use some
herbal
Buchol.
Shit.
Yeah, I use some Buchol.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck
that
is.
It works, elderberry.
But congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I feel like shit.
I had it, what, 2 weeks ago?
I fucking hate it. Yeah.
Shit, you might have got it from me. It just lingered around.
It was just dormant for 2 weeks. And they're like, ah, gotcha, bitch. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Here we are now.
It's okay. I'm still up. I'm still doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been that bad.
We did go to the museums.
Yeah.
We went to...
Do you like the museum?
I thought I did, but I didn't know there was a certain way to go walk around the museum.
I mean, there's not like a certain way, but like, I don't know how you're appreciating the art if you're just running around.
Okay, check it out. It's like sightseeing.
But like, don't you like just kind of take a minute and like look at the site? Or are you just like running through every like experience?
I wasn't running through it.
It felt like you were running.
I didn't need to read.
But could you
every
like
little fucking thing? What it's about?
I wasn't like reading every little thing either.
Oh, you're excused. You need a cough drop? No, you won't take cough drops.
I don't know. I'm just like, I'm trying to like look at the painting and like the details and stuff. And
I looked at it.
You're like, that's fine. I saw it.
Yeah. What the fuck? It's up there. It's a painting.
Yeah. But like, don't you want to see like the details of the painting?
I can see what they did. I like it. If I don't like it.
Okay. Well, okay. It takes me a little longer to look at it. Right.
Yeah. You read
and
every
you
description.
Were like, then you were like already
gone. Yeah,
like
I made
gone.
Three laps around you already.
But you were like already gone. And then I'm like, I felt like I was by myself. And I was like, yep, I'm by myself. I need to go. I'm going to get lost.
Yeah, I lapped you around. What, LACMA like twice? The La Brea Tar Pits like 6 times? That shit is small.
When no, I was that little, one, I wasn't like taking too much time. Because that one was like, it's pretty wet.
That's just like walking around your house.
Yeah. It's so small. I didn't know it was so small.
Me either. I thought it was a little bigger. Well, I went like when I was in fucking elementary.
So it felt big because you were small.
And I was like, oh, they have dinosaurs. It was just woolly mammoths.
And it wasn't even like a proper woolly mammoth.
It was a fucking elephant.
It was like a California woolly mammoth. So it had like a short haircut. Like, it just had like a tuft of hair on its head. I was like, that's an elephant.
And then the tar pits were just like dirty water, mud water.
Now, I mean...
And then they were like, go look at pit number 4 or some shit. And it was just like dirt.
Oh, yeah.
And like,
and then they're like, oh, we found new stuff here. Like, we're doing new. I feel like it's all a lie. Like, if anything, like, yeah. If anything, the La Brea Tar Pits are like, it's fucking Hollywood as fuck. Like, they have like the paleontologist, like, dusting
them. Ross. From Friends. He's there.
And they're like dusting off the fossils and stuff. And I was like, I don't think that's real.
Yeah. This is bullshit. LACMA was nice.
Yeah.
I wasn't like just zooming by. I was just like.
It felt like you were.
We went there before.
We went to the Broad before.
Is it
not...
the same shit?
Okay. So we saw the contemporary exhibits,
mm-hmm.
but we never saw the modern exhibit.
I liked it.
I don't know.
There was one side that was like old shit and I just zoomed by it. But like the newer shit, it had like a little fucking lowrider in there.
Oh, the Cesar Chavez.
Yeah, that one was cool.
That was at the Broad, which is the contemporary art.
I liked it. And then you were like, those are Picassos. I was like, that's cool.
I know, because I made a joke and I was like, no, really, they are Picassos. And you're like, oh.
And then what did I say? I said something like, oh, this one's Picasso's brother. Peter Picasso. No, or something.
You're like, 20-year-old. Oh, yeah. They have some other ones in the other exhibits. Picasso's brother. You're on, it's less famous. I was like, shut up.
Peter Picasso. What else? Oh, we went to a campsite brewery.
Yeah, that was cool.
Our campsite brewing. It's pretty cool. Pretty nice. It's in like Covina or something.
It's got a campy vibe. It's fun.
Yeah, the beers were actually...
I liked the beer.
I thought they were going to be kind of whack because I heard that it wasn't that great.
I liked their beer. It was yummy.
I think it was just like the people who went there like when it first opened yeah. And then there was like a lot of hype around it.
And it was hard to get a beer because there were so many people.
So I think that was the shit. But like when we went there, it was pretty chill.
Yeah, and it was, the beer was yummy.
Shit. I even had like stouts and I was like, oh, these stouts, their stouts were good.
Like
fire.
Marshmallowy and yummy because of course, camp theme and like it was yummy.
And they had a tropical like IPA.
Oh, that one was good.
Oh, everything there was pretty good.
Yeah.
We didn't get to try any food, but the food looked pretty good too.
I'd go back.
And then, what was it, like the next day after that, we went to Smoke and Fire. It's like a barbecue. Oh,
it was so fucking good.
Yeah.
It was so good.
They have like a smash burger and then the fucking big pork rib.
Yeah.
Brisket. Oh.
And the brisket was... Oh,
shit. Brisket fries. Barbecue sauce. The brisket quesadilla.
Like, oh my God. The burrito.
Oh, yeah. Burrito had brisket and mac and cheese in that shit. The quesadilla had a brisket, cheese, and like some...
Bomb-ass fucking...
Sauce all over that shit.
Creamy avocado sauce. It was good.
And they gave us free...
They gave us free stuff.
Yeah.
But then our friend came later and he gave nothing for you.
We were there early, I think. That's why. We were like one of the first guests. But she was like,
oh, here, I'm going to throw this in for you because, you know, for coming in today.
Yeah. And then they had Villain Brewing.
Oh, yeah. They had Villain.
For like their beers. Yeah. And then like other breweries there too. So it's more of a, you walk in and you pay, you order and then chill and sit. It's not like you don't have a waiter and shit.
Yeah, it's like,
most like Dick's Barbecue or Dickie's.
Yeah. Or the one we go to in Diego.
Phil's Barbecue in San Diego. Anyone's like Phil's, been there. That one's fucking pretty good too.
Phil's has more stuff on the menu.
But they just douse it in sauce. This one's like the barbecue is actually fucking good.
The meat is actually like so good and tender and delicious. And you can like taste the smoke on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's really good.
Like Phil's is bomb. Like I love that shit when I go out there. But like the smoke and fire is pretty good, dude. And I know they have like a couple in LA, OC. I think the one in Anaheim, they have $45 all you could eat barbecue. Like on Sunday or like on the weekend or some shit. Yeah.
Villains has a brunch too.
Oh, yeah. On Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got like a little buffet or something.
Mm-hmm. I think they have barbecue in it too.
And then they have mimosas.
What if their barbecue is from Smoke and Fire?
Ooh.
And then Villains does
that's
beer
what it did look like that shit.
I don't know if that's
like
true.
Like from the commercial. It's not commercials, it's TikToks and ads and shit.
The commercial.
Feels like it.
Sometimes, right?
Dude, how many times have you like told me, hey, well, that's a fucking you're watching ad. An ad. And then
watching
like
watching an ad.
Stop looking at my phone, but yeah.
Oh, we watch TikToks together. What are you talking about?
That's
how we bond.
While we were in downtown LA, I saw like a dope fucking place that was like new, fresh, grilled chicken or some shit. And it had like a new aesthetic like I've never seen on the outside. And then I was like, hey, Tiny Fish, check this shit out.
It says world's best fresh,
fresh grilled chicken.
And I was like, that's an El Pollo Loco.
I was like, oh, fuck, yeah, it is. But it got me. Like, I was like, yo, that shit look hip and cool. And I was about to tell, like, my whole family, like, we should go eat there for brunch or some shit.
I was like, that's a fucking El Pollo Loco. Are you serious right now?
It's a good place. They got good mac and cheese. So we're here. We're in April. Welcome. Hope you guys didn't get weird April Fool's jokes.
There was no time for that this year. Ever since 2020, there was no time for that shit.
Yeah.
It's not funny.
Fuck you, April Fool's.
It's not funny anymore. Not having a good time. You know what? It's never funny for me. I don't like pranks.
I know. I don't even really try to do any pranks on you. Oh, I'd just be like, hey, it's a prank. But you know, like, I didn't do shit.
Yeah, you're it's a prank, it's a prank. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Just walking around the house.
Like, it's a prank, it's a prank. Like,
huh? I just turn the water on.
Or you'll just say something mean and you'll be like, it's a prank, it's a prank. Yeah,
I don't know. I think I was just watching like a bunch of
funny, you were watching like a like, bunch of
Jackass or some shit. Or what's that shit with Ashton Kutcher?
Punked?
Maybe it was that.
You were in, watching like, a bunch of
2008. Maybe I was watching Punked. Maybe reruns of Punked.
I was like, wasn't it like 2000? Do you remember what we used to do when we first started dating?
What?
Or actually like first started living together. Where we would hide in the room from each other and then pop
out. Oh, yeah.
It's so dumb.
In the closet? It's always in the closet?
No, sometimes it just...
Just stand still.
Hide behind stuff anymore.
Just stand still.
We used to do that shit all the time.
You want it back? You want
no, I don't. I do not want to be scared to walk around the house anymore.
I'm just going to have like a backwards hat, like no t-shirt on or something. Wiener out.
I think I would notice you more if that were the case.
Like, one flip flop on. That's going to be the fucking prank. If you see that, that's
the prank. It's a prank.
It's a prank. All right. First beer of the night is
from Great Notion. It's called Blueberry Muffin. It's a sour fruited beer made with Oregon blueberries that tastes just like a blueberry muffin. 6%.
6% blueberry muffins. Let's go.
Cheers.
Oh, wow. That's blueberry. Blueberry muffin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's like good morning.
I love blueberries, so this is very delicious.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It tastes like a blueberry muffin.
Yeah, exactly.
Just
what
like
it
a
is.
Blueberry muffin. Delicious. Out of 5 mugs, I give this beer a 4.
I'm going to give it a 4, too.
Delicious.
4 also. Yeah.
4, too.
It's pretty good.
It tastes like blueberry muffin. Yeah, I can't even like say anything more about it.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't even taste like beer. It just tastes like blueberry muffin.
Like a blueberry muffin
smoothie.
Smoothie. Yeah. Smoothie.
It is kind of thick.
Yeah.
I don't think you can have more than one, but it's delicious.
And it like leaves your glass like hella fucking yeah. Blueberry.
Definitely getting a new everything. Glass after yeah. This.
It's good. Go get it. Try it out. And you know Great Notion always coming with bangers, always. So. Get it.
So if you were thinking about voting for a president, what is something that would make you vote for that president? Would it be whether or not they could sell you Filipino food?
Sell me?
Yeah.
They don't need to sell me Filipino food.
I mean, what if they made Filipino food and sold it to you?
That's
would
fine.
You would they get your vote?
Not really.
Well, because Trump thinks that's going to be a thing. So Trump is selling taco bowls.
Where?
I don't know.
Orange County?
I am very confused as to where these taco bowls are coming from. But according to Fox News, that means that he's definitely going to get the Latino vote. No,
oh, probably. Like, why not?
Black people vote, sneakers, Latino people, taco tacos. Bowls. Because, yeah, every Latino
why
eats
taco
tacos.
Bowls? They don't... Taco bowls.
Yeah. Nobody eats taco bowls.
White people eat taco bowls.
Yeah, exactly.
The fuck?
I don't understand it either. But that is Trump and Fox News logic.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Because I trust my food to some weird grifter from New York City. For sure. But he also decided that he was going to sell Bibles.
I saw that.
Because he is bankrupt and he's trying to get money in order to pay back the state of New York.
Was it like last year? They were like, oh, he doesn't need your money. And then now they're like, okay,
please, I'll do anything. Give me money.
10 bucks or 25 bucks or some shit like that.
So now he's selling Bibles that these Bibles also have the Constitution. They have the Bill of Rights in it. And, you know, I definitely trust Trump with my Bible.
I saw someone just making fun of it. Like a scripture says, grab her in the pussy.
I saw that one, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Jake Paul was, like, comparing him to there's this, like, guy on The Simpsons. His name is Gil, and he's just always trying to sell people something because he's like really needs money really bad. And he's always like frantically trying to sell people stuff, and he's a total grifter. And Jake Paul's like, yeah, Trump is just like that. Like, we cannot like trust this man. And I do not like Jake Paul. Right. And I was like, oh, my God, I agree with Jake Paul.
That's one thing you agree yeah. with.
I was like, yeah, you're right, Jake Paul. But he's always like trying to sell something to people. And everyone's just like, that's OK. That's fine that our former president is just trying to peddle us stuff all the time. Yeah. When was the last time that you went to the bank or the post office?
Fuck. Years. Maybe 10 years. Oh, no. Before we got married.
Yeah.
I had to go to the fucking post office and buy like a million stamps.
And then we had to go to the post office to put all the invitations in.
So that's probably because the last time.
You did not trust our postman.
No.
He was like, no, we cannot put him in the mailbox. And I was like, why? He's like, they're not going to do it. I was like, what? He's like, no, we have to go to the post office. We didn't even go to the post office in our town.
I don't trust to do that shit.
You really don't. Like, you never put my mail in the mailbox. No. You, like, we never
you
have
do.
Mail.
I don't.
Yeah, because it's the fuck. Why? What's going to happen?
You never know if someone just drives by and takes it. Like, if you pay a check or something. Not that we pay checks.
Yeah, but. I was like, I'm not ever putting anything that important in the mailbox. I'll just be like, put up the flag, let's go.
The funny thing was that my mom, she didn't have her license for like a couple months. I was driving her around. She goes, oh, can you drive me to the post office?
And you're
I was
like, the fuck for?
I was like, cool, yeah, whatever. And she doesn't even go to the post office. She went to like one of those shipping stores.
Oh, like kinda those mailbox stores?
Mailbox stores, mm-hmm. And fucking went there instead. And I was like, I thought you need to go to post office. And
like the one like, we used to have across the street?
Yeah, like one of those places. And I was just like, all right. I was like, cool, fucking closer. And I didn't have to take you to the post office. But I was just like, in my mind, I was like, yeah, we got to go to the post office shit.
Like, I feel like our parents make going to the bank and the post office like a real thing you need to do.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been to the bank forever. We do not need to
ever. I think
the only time I went to the bank was to take something out for my dad. And he's like, hey, can you go take out money for me? And I was like, yeah.
Like cool. Inside or like the ATM?
I went inside because it was like a
because it's a larger transaction, right? Yeah, like I never have to go inside. And then the only time I really ever need to go to the bank is if we have cash and I just give it to you and then you go to the ATM and deposit it. I have not personally even touched an ATM in a very long time because you can deposit checks
on your phone. Your money.
Yeah,
everywhere.
Like what the fuck do I need to go to the bank for?
Yeah.
But I swear, like, parents and, like, grandparents, they treat that like it's, like, something they have to do every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my grandma will always be like, oh, I need to go to the bank. And I'll be like, what for? And she'll be like, oh, I need to do this. I'm like, you can do this on your phone. Let's just do this right now.
Didn't it seem like every parent had to go, like,
all the time.
My parent,
to the,
your parent, and,
to
like,
the
a couple
post
of our
office
friends' parents?
And the bank all the time.
No, they had to go get their fucking license this year.
Oh, they, well, because they're all old.
Yeah, they're all, like, 70s.
Yeah, well,
80s.
My mom didn't have to go.
Yeah, but I was just like, yo, what the fuck? Like,
my grandma,
everyone had to go get retested this year.
I think you're like, my grandma and your parents had to go.
Like, all my uncles and aunts
shit. Because they're all around the same age. Yeah. They're all, like, in their late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's why they all had
like,
to go
what
at the same
time. Fuck? It's funny because they're all trying to, like, help each other pass the tests and shit. Some of them don't want to do the online. They want the paper.
My grandma could not do the computer. Like, she refused. Like, I know she went in there like,
oh, she felt.
I don't know
one.
How to
yeah.
do this one.
Just because of computer or whatever.
Yeah, she was just like, oh, I don't, on the computer, I can't read it. I can't. I was like, that's all in your head. She's just like, ah. So she waited 2 hours.
Just to do the paper.
The paper one the next time. Which she passed. So I guess, but I know it's a mental block instead of her not actually understanding the one on the computer.
I don't know. My mom just doesn't know what the fuck. Like, she failed it like 3 or 4 times or some shit.
3 times.
And then there's just this way that you can just do like a course.
Yeah, you can just do a course now.
They don't have to take the test. So that's pretty cool. And it worked. She passed.
Hey, everybody passes.
Yeah.
All the old people are still on the road. Yay! Yeah.
I don't know. You know how driving around is. And you just look and they're fucking old as fuck. And you're like, you need to be off the road.
Who's letting you drive? Think of all their like kids and grandkids. And you're like, please just let them have their license.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be calling you all the time.
Oh.
Hey, do you think you can take me here?
Actually, I didn't mind taking my mom around. All right. Next beer of the night is...
from Drekker. It's called Goodbye Stranger. It's a double IPA that has Citra Galaxy, CTZ, and Rakow hops. It has notes of candied pineapple, dank cannabis, tart cherry, and orange. It is 8.1%.
Dank cannabis.
Yeah.
All right. Let's try it. It looked like it would have more pineapple, huh?
Yeah, it looked like it would be more pineapple-y, but it's not.
I don't taste pineapple.
It does taste dankish.
Mm.
I don't think I like it.
I don't know what they're trying to do with this one.
Yeah, it's not like registering like a specific flavor.
Like I'm trying to get flavor out of it. Like why they did all this. Like
it's not even giving me like regular IPA or anything. I don't know.
It's cool. Like it's drinkable.
Yeah, but it's not my favorite. And I usually like Drekker.
I usually fuck with Drekker.
Maybe it's just too much going on that I don't know.
Out of 5 mugs, what are you giving this? 2.5.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. 2.5.
Yeah.
Not my favorite.
It doesn't give you like a nasty taste in your mouth.
Yeah, like it's not just gross. It's just
you can't
like,
label it. It's hard to like...
And not in like a spectacular way.
Yeah. Like it looks like it would be like, oh, it might be like a dope hazy, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't give you that hazy taste like boom.
There's been a study that said that, you know how like when people be like, oh, I don't kill spiders. Mm-hmm. I just relocate them out of my house to the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah, but if you do that, they're just going to die outside. So like there's no point in that, right?
So just kill them.
Yeah, I guess. But they're saying just let them live in your house because the worst that could happen is that they'll just eat other pests that are in your house. And I think that spiders did that study because why the fuck would any human tell me to leave a spider in my house?
Yeah. Oh.
I think that's written by spiders. They want to live in your house.
Nah.
I would not kill the spider. Okay. First of all, kill the spider.
If there are
I don't like killing things either.
If there are 10 spiders.
Uh-huh.
Fuck them. Kill them all, right?
Fuck them. Kill them all. There's no way I'm letting, like, a spider just chill.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, okay with it being in my house.
And
like,
that motherfucker don't pay, right?
Spider.
Fucking squatters.
You better be Charlotte or something and make some famous webs because squatters.
That's crazy, huh? Like, those motherfuckers. What is it, in New York?
Yeah, because New York has, like, crazy, like, squatter laws that, like... It's really hard to get rid of people.
There's like a certain amount of days.
I think it's 30 days.
Yeah, and then they just can own the shit.
Which
or
is like
live in
fine
there,
like with like abandoned free. Property.
Yeah.
That's fine. Whatever. We should be giving abandoned property to people that are houseless anyway, right? But like as far as like hiding out in someone's home and then just taking it over or being like a shitty ass roommate who just stops paying rent and then you have fucking squatter rights.
Yeah.
And they can't get rid of you,
you know,
even though you
up.
Stop paying rent.
Like that lady in New York who it was her house and then she got arrested.
Yes.
It should have been J-Lo. Like they should have did it at J-Lo's house since they fucking hate her so much. Because she was
the
like.
The internet hates J-Lo.
Yeah. She said a ham and cheese on a roll and an orange drink.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. Like, and everyone's like, fuck her.
Fuck
what the fuck
man.
Is that? What the fuck's the orange drink? Is it a fucking orange juice or a Fanta?
Or is it like...
Or those fucking...
The high C? Yeah, what the fuck is it, J-Lo?
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know. My publicist told me to say that shit. She's like, I haven't been in the Bronx in years. Do you know how old I am?
But it's funny, like, everyone's just, like, giving her shit. Because it's like, she doesn't give a fuck. She's like, I got money. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, right. So me and my husband are very much well off. We're fine.
And everyone's just like, Ben Affleck, sad. He's like, no, like, he's not.
Ben Affleck just looks like that.
Because yeah. There are, like, some people who just walk around like...
Oh. I was like, they don't even know their facial expressions. All the fucking time. Yeah. Like, what do you... Nobody has to smile all the fucking time,
imagine
guys.
Someone taking a picture of you walking to your car from, I don't know...
I would look like I hate
Taco
life too.
Bell or some shit. And you're just thinking, like, oh, where do I need to drive next? And your face is like, oh my God.
I honestly, thinking, if I'm not.
And you're just standing there.
Yeah. If I am not actively talking, I look miserable. Like, just miserable. Very much the resting bitch face everyone talks about. Like, if I'm not actively talking to you, I do not look like a nice person.
In the same fucking sentence, though, like, fuck J-Lo. Like, I'm not trying to make an excuse for her.
I don't know anything about J-Lo.
But I'm going to be on the bandwagon and just be like, fuck her.
Everything I know about J-Lo has very much been, like, forced down my throat. Because I've never been like, I like J-Lo. Yeah. I don't know anything about her. I just thought it was weird that all of a sudden everyone was like, fuck J-Lo. And I was just like, what?
I didn't even know she came out with this documentary.
Well, yeah. Something about, like, this music video she wanted to do. And, like, who cares? Like, you're not relevant, right? She's not relevant.
No, she's not.
She was barely relevant when she was relevant.
The only cool thing she did was do the Super Bowl with Shakira.
That was cool. Yeah. After that, it's been downhill for her.
Didn't she do, like, American Idol and shit, too, or something?
I don't even know. I don't even know what J-Lo does. She was Selena, and that was it. That was it for me.
I thought she was part of the Kardashians, because everyone hates them, too.
Well, I hate the Kardashians, so I understand that one. I don't hate them. I don't fucking know them, but, like, I don't care for them. Should people that don't drink provide drinks... alcoholic drinks for people at their parties?
Yes. If you invite me to your house, you better have fucking some kind of fucking drink.
I feel like, okay, in a party sense, like, not if I'm just visiting you.
Yeah, if I'm visiting you, you better have some kind of shit to share. I don't give a fuck. Give me a bottle of wine. Even though I don't drink that shit, give me a bottle of wine.
I need alcohol to fucking talk to you.
Give me rubbing alcohol. Drink that shit too. Whatever.
Mouthwash. Whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like, yes, they should. If you're having a party, you should have alcoholic beverages. If it's, like, not against, like, your religion.
Give me the beer. Give me the alcohol. Give me the hard liquor.
I feel like, okay, if you come to my party, I'm going to have non-alcoholic beverages.
Yeah, water.
No, ice. I get juice, like lemonade.
Yeah, I know.
Sodas.
I know. I buy the big-ass 24-pack of Pepsi.
Yeah.
Fucking Dr. Pepper. I don't even drink that shit. And I buy for you.
Exactly. So if
people
that drink alcohol can get you non-alcoholic beverages, I feel like in turn, you can get us alcoholic beverages.
You know, it's crazy, right? I just thought about it right now. Everyone, I go to their house, they don't ever offer me, like, water or a soda. They offer me alcohol.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I appreciate
you. Everywhere
we go.
I'm like, hey, you want a beer? Like, honestly, we just went to our friend's house before we went to dinner, and he was like, oh, you want a beer?
And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, I do.
What do you have?
Yeah, I do want a beer, but also, like, crazy that you've never been like, oh, do you want a water or some juice or tea or something? Yeah,
like, usually people offer you fucking sodas or water.
And, like, we're going to dinner. Like, it's we're not pre-gaming, like, a fucking frat party.
And then they're always like, oh, I got this new shit.
Hey, I just got this. Do you want to try it?
Yeah. And we're like, hell yeah.
I do, but, like, we're just going to dinner.
We're just stopping by. We're just waiting for your wife to come out. Fool's just...
And they're like, well, I know you're not going to refuse it, so just take your beer and shut up.
But yeah, that happens.
But also, okay, if you're supposed to provide a little alcohol, a little non-alcohol.
If me and you have a party, we're going to have, water, Pepsi, little shit, and then alcohol.
Yeah. So are we also to provide a little weed?
Yes. For right? all our weed smokers.
Right, because, like, you know, not everyone drinks alcohol, but not everyone's totally sober.
But don't you, I don't think you need to break the bank. Like,
yeah, just a like good, a little. Just like yeah. have like, hey, I have a little. Do you want some? I have a little left.
Yeah, I know you do. Like, and then that's all. And
yeah, I can't have
just
any
to
more.
Let it be known that
like it's not gonna be like a bar setup of like fucking eighths like of oh I got an eighth of Kush, I got an eighth. No, it's not gonna be like that. I don't know if they still have Kush. I don't. I aged myself. All right, an eighth of sativa, eighth of indica, eighth of hybrid. No, we're not gonna.
I don't
do
even
that.
Know if they use that shit anymore. But yeah,
those are just general things. I didn't even say like a fucking specific strain. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
You should.
But just be like, I have a little bit here.
Yeah,
if you want some. Okay, but then here, let's take it to illegals. Do we have to have like a little bit of pills, a little bit of coke,
no.
a little?
If it's illegal.
If it's illegal, okay. They have to provide it.
Yeah, they got
to
go.
If it's legal.
Yeah.
We'll provide it.
Yeah.
Okay. Got you. Yeah, because you can't get in trouble. You can't get in trouble for them.
I'm just saying, at this age.
I don't know any young people that get us drugs.
Yeah, true.
Where are the young people that can get you drugs? I'm not asking for real.
Maybe they just look at us and they're like, you don't need that anymore.
Stop doing that. You did too much.
Yeah, you guys didn't even have kids.
Oh, no. No, I still want to do drugs.
I don't know if I can handle that shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Because
I might just like, and then I'm just going to take a nap because I wanted it to go away or something. You know what I mean? What was the rave like a week ago?
Beyond Wonder.
Everyone was saying like the crowds for like raves are even like whack. Like they changed and like too many.
Okay, first of all, it was like raining and very cold. So
no, I'm just
what
saying.
What kind of crowd did they want?
They're just saying like people aren't the I guess the love and whatever.
Oh,
all that. Yeah, plur, whatever that
peace,
shit is.
Peace, love, unity, and respect.
Yeah, I guess it's not that anymore. People are just like,
they're little fucking hoodlums that don't care about anyone else but themselves.
And then they even said like it was oversold. So people were jumping the barricades the first day. Uh-huh. I guess like over 500 people just jumped the barricades. And it was like
they didn't have
crazy.
Enough security.
Yeah.
That sucks.
So, yeah, raves are even fucked. But okay.
Well, you know, like they've been having like problems at raves. They had that one rave where they like got shot up. Yeah. Which made me scared to go to a rave. Or I mean, like anytime you go into a big gathering, I guess you're like kind of in danger of that happening. So what are you supposed to do? Hide at home? Have you ever seen this like want a bump advertising?
Yeah, I want a bump.
But have you like seen it? Like the first time I saw it was like on Reddit. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
What is it?
So it looks like
it's cocaine.
It's just like it's a vial of white powder.
Uh-huh.
And it says want a bump on it. And it's got like this black twist off cap.
What is it like, used for? Just energy?
Yeah. It's I guess it's pre-workout, right?
Oh.
And I was just like, oh, okay. So it must just be like, you know, it's just like in a vial and you just put it in your like, you know, you put it in water just like every other pre-workout, right? Absolutely not. You snort that motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
They want you to snort caffeine. And so I think it's 400 milligrams of caffeine and 300 milligrams of inositol.
Is it white?
Yes, it is white.
Hell yeah. That's even
and
better.
They're like, put it out on your hand and snort that motherfucker.
No, I'm just saying.
Before your workout.
You buy that shit and then you fucking toss shit out.
It's a good way to hide your cocaine.
And hide your cocaine.
I guess until they test it, my guy.
But if it looks, you just be like, this is bump it. Or what is it called? Bump, yeah?
Wanna bump.
Or wanna bump. Or bump, yeah.
Bump, yeah.
That'd be the
that's
fucking,
our knockoff
that's
company.
The knockoff, yeah.
Bump, yeah.
But
bump, yay.
I've seen that shit. I think my sister's dude brought like that fucking, he was like, you want to smell this? And I was like, nah, I'm good. I don't know. He bought it.
And yeah, was like, that was just cocaine.
No. It was some other shit. I know. It was like that pre-workout shit.
I'm just kidding.
And I was like, nah, dude, I don't want that shit. Because I think he did it in front of me, and I was like, yeah, it doesn't look cool.
You're all, if it's not really cocaine, it's not fucking cool.
Go get that shit. Let us know how that goes.
I can't do caffeine, so I won't be trying it out.
Yeah, your heart might explode.
And they're like, it's like, don't do more than like so many like milligrams per hour or whatever.
The whole, but don't do the whole vial in 24 hours.
No, it says don't do more than one vial in 24 hours. And I was like, oh my God, guys. If you did a vial in 24 hours, that is cocaine. You're doing cocaine.
So it's the same like, that's shit.
That's the same effect, right?
It probably says like do it every 15 minutes.
No, it says you shouldn't do more than like 1 milligram per hour. It says.
It's the same shit.
Yeah, you were like, yeah. Like, totally.
I guess we're going to have to try it one day.
Okay.
Do they sell it online?
Yeah.
What's the pricing on that?
It says 1 gram container, 400 milligrams caffeine. Oh, 400 milligrams caffeine per container because also has inositol, right? So for 1 gram, it is $9.99 because it's on sale.
$9.
Yeah. But it's regular price $14.99.
Wow, that's a deal.
That is way cheaper than cocaine.
Yeah,
guys.
I will be buying that.
See if you feel as confident after doing a bunch of caffeine.
I don't think so.
No.
It's probably going to make me sad. Or
you know how like sensitive coffee. You are to like caffeine?
Yeah, I'll probably just go to sleep.
Yeah, and then you'll feel sick and you'll...
Yeah, I don't like it. That's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. When I have too much caffeine, I hate it. I get all sweaty and weird.
Like that time you took like too much 5-hour energy.
Mm-hmm. Start throwing up.
And you blame it on a buffet in Vegas.
You know, like coffee.
I love they coffee.
You get all hyped. Mm-hmm. And then you talk a lot more to people.
Yep.
And then you work harder.
Uh-huh.
So what's the whole point of that?
I don't know. What's the whole point of cocaine? Is that not the same shit? You fucking talk too much. You can do things way better, way faster, and you crash after.
Yeah.
It's the same fucking shit. So one of a set of conjoined twins has gotten married. They're the twins from the TLC show about conjoined twins, Abby and Brittany. And Brittany got married, but Abby did not.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
Oh, fuck. He's fucking both of them.
Okay, we're going to assume he's having sex with them or one of them, whichever.
They share it.
They do share a pelvis. So if he were to have sex with...
They're both feeling it.
They're both going to feel it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what if they're just not having sex? There are people that are asexual that do not have sex.
What does it say what they're doing?
No, it does not because that's very invasive. But no, they did not mention. But that's like a lot of questions, right? And so let's assume they are having sex, right? Mm-hmm. Does she have to like consent to it? Otherwise,
that's rape.
Yeah, right? Or
I think
like,
she likes it too.
But like what if she wants to date someone? How does that work?
The bitch gotta go too.
Is her sister like technically cheating on her husband if the other sister wants to have sex with the person she's dating?
That's wild, huh?
Yeah, like is that cheating? And does the husband just have to be like, that's fine because like I know what I got into?
I bet you that husband, there's probably some sort of contract.
You think there's a contract? Like,
there's gotta be a contract.
Your sister can't fuck other guys because I'm the only one in this pussy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, that's fucked up for the other twin.
Yeah.
You know, like, she's just like, oh, I'm just part of this now.
She's always there. So she's like,
I hope it's an asexual relationship. That way the other twin is not uncomfortable.
Maybe they just put like fucking a blindfold over the other one.
But they share a pelvis. They share a pelvis.
And just put headphones on.
But she feels everything. So.
Well, if she gets pregnant, she gets pregnant too.
Yeah, they share one uterus. So how do you go about that too? Like, what if one twin's like, I never want to have kids?
I don't know. Just tell her.
You just
gotta
be like, bitch, I want to have kids, and I'm the one that's married.
Yeah.
Like that's so crazy.
It sucks.
That sucks for the unmarried twin.
Yeah, that's like Jerry Springer.
I'm just like, oh, that's super crazy because like, I feel like even like identical twins will like marry identical brothers at the same time, but these conjoined twins didn't even get married at the same time.
Imagine her just like being next to you, right? And then like you're just going doing it, and then she's just like watching with like a mad face.
Like, oh, I do not want this to be happening. And then you just like close your eyes. You just like ignore her, and she's like, eh. Like the whole time.
Well, I guess he always has like a threesome.
I guess if he's looking at it that way. But like, I feel like she has to be participating in this marriage.
He definitely put his thing in her mouth once.
Okay, that's a little far.
In her hand.
That's far too, because he doesn't have to do either of those things. Yeah, he does not have to involve the other.
Because like, if you're like in the mood, and he's just like, he's probably like, yeah, just hold this.
Here's to hoping that maybe that whole relationship is asexual.
Maybe everything on the left is hers, and then he just fucks everything on the left.
Like I said, they share a pelvis.
Well, maybe he's just like eating her out, and he just licks the left, and then maybe he's just like, sorry.
Sorry about what is going to happen. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
We're going to have to ask the sister who's not married how it feels.
Like, you can interview her separately.
There needs to be an interview. Just put headphones on.
Put a blanket over the other girl.
Headphones, like what they do on talk shows.
Noise canceling headphones. Is there a meal that you grew up eating that like was homemade and that your parents made and that's your favorite?
What my mom made is her spaghetti. I love her spaghetti. And then her fried chicken that she won't fucking ever make for me.
I know, you again. Always talk about this fried chicken that your mom makes. And I was like, that sounds great. And she's never made fried chicken. We have been together for 18 years. Mm-hmm. And your mom has never made this fried chicken.
Yeah. She hates me.
She doesn't. She loves you.
I don't know what the fuck. And she always laughs like she's never made this fried chicken.
Yeah, I feel like you made it up, because you'll be like, Mom, remember the fried chicken I made? And she'll be like, like, she's like, that was church's chicken.
No, those are the two things. Like, I always been like, oh yeah, that shit's fire. I wish she would make that shit again.
Yeah, your mom's never made the spaghetti either. Well, oh no, she has. I just couldn't eat it at the time. She hasn't made it recently where I've been able to eat it.
I'm going to tell her ass when I see
her. It sounds so aggressive. You make me some goddamn fried chicken, woman. And she just laughs at you. She's like, I'm not making shit.
How about you?
Oh. It's
like something
that my mom makes. She makes enchilada pie. Mm-hmm. And I like that. That was really good.
So like, it's something that like, if you had it now, you'd be like, oh, this is so good.
Yeah. Are her chicken wings? Those are really good too. Like, she makes like buffalo wings. Those are really good. That my like grandma made when I was growing up, probably like stuffed bell peppers, but I didn't like the bell pepper at the time. So I just eat the inside, which is just like rice and like tomato sauce and beef, but it was like really good. Or like her meatloaf, or like taco night was just like white people taco night. Yes. I loved it.
That was probably number one for you, or what?
Yeah, probably white people taco night was the best.
I think the first meal I had was
white people taco night,
white black people burrito night at your house.
Oh, the burritos. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Last beer of the night is
from Inkful Ales. It's called Cuban Lynx. It's a hazy double IPA that has Citra Incognito, Eldorado Lupimax, and Citra hops.
Redlands, California.
8.2%.
All right, let's try it.
Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You're looking for a good hazy double?
Good hazy double IPA.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. You can taste that it's a heavier IPA. You can taste that it's a double IPA, but it's a good double IPA.
How much percentage?
8.2.
Oh, it's not too crazy.
Not too crazy, but it is. It's a double IPA, so
it's on the upper scale.
Uppers.
So it tastes good.
Yeah, I like it. Pretty good.
So out of 5 mugs, what are you giving this?
I'm going to give it a 3.5.
I'm going to go with the 4 because I like the can art. I like the gold chain.
It's got Cuban links.
With the fucking, the hop.
Time to rank these beers.
Rank these beers. You can go first.
All right. My number one is, if you hadn't guessed from my ratings, is going to be Great Notion Blueberry Muffin. My number two will be Inkful Ales Cuban Links. And number three, Drecker Goodbye Stranger.
I'm going to go Inkful Cuban Links as my number one, the double hazy. Number two, the Great Notion Blueberry Muffin. And number three, Drecker Goodbye Stranger. All right. You know what time it is. It's time for us to go.
Thank you guys so much for listening. You can follow us on Instagram at dipsomaniac_podcast.
I'm Uncle Jake. She's Tiny Fish. Put a fucking beer in your mouth. Mwah. We out. Peace.
Dipsomania.